Canberra is gearing up for a big announcement this morning after Julia Gillard and some of her key ministers nutted out a deal with the major mining companies over the resources super profits tax in Canberra last night. When a trolley bearing champagne was sent into the cabinet suite, observers knew something was afoot, and afterwards journalists were told an announcement would be made this morning. 8 days ago, when Julia Gillard became the Prime Minister, she promised to sort out the stoush over the super profits tax. Well, we're joined now by our Chief Political Correspondent, Lyndall Curtis. Lyndall, something has just come from the PM's office. What do we know?
Well, the Prime Minister's office has released the details of the tax. The tax has a new name. It's now no longer the resource super profits tax. It will be called a minerals resource rent tax. The rate has changed from 40% to 30%, and what it applies to has also dramatically shortened. It'll now apply only to iron ore and coal and oil and gas. Onshore and offshore will be rolled into the existing petroleum resource rent tax, which remains at 40%. Now, as I said, the rate...
So I can just interrupt there. So the top rate is still 40%?
No, the top rate for the minerals resource rent tax, which will apply to iron ore and coal, is now 30%. That's 10% lower than the original resources super profits tax. There have also been a number of changes which have sought to address some of the concerns of the minerals industry. One is at the point at which the tax is implemented. They wanted it as close to extraction of the resource as possible. That's been done. Smaller miners that have resource profits below $50 million a year won't have to pay the tax. The mining companies can use the book value or the market value as a starting base for assessment, and that's something that the mining companies wanted.
And Lyndall, if I can just bring you also to something else, Ken Henry wanted, it was a recommendation to government that the threshold for the kick-in of this super profits tax would start at 6%. Has there been much change to that?
There certainly has been. The kick-in was going to be the long-term bond rate. It will now be the long-term bond rate plus 7% if companies elect to have a book value of their assets as a starting base. However, if they choose a market value, that starting base won't be uplifted. There have also been changes to the things the government intended to do on mining companies' losses. It says investment post the 1st of July 2012, which is when the tax intends to come in, can be written off immediately. The deductibility of expenditure under the tax will be broadly based on categories that exist under the petroleum resource rent tax, and losses will be transferable to other iron ore and coal projects. These changes do mean that the number of companies affected by this tax will be dramatically reduced. The government says the original proposal would have affected about 2,500 companies. Now only 320 companies will be affected.
So we just reiterate those things that are affected. It's iron ore, coal and coal seam gas, was it?
The minerals resource rent tax will apply to iron ore and coal. All onshore and offshore oil and gas projects, including the North West Shelf, will now come under the existing petroleum resource rent tax. Now, these are significant changes. It does reduce the revenue that the government was going to collect. It says it will cut it by about $1.5 billion. And so the government has scaled back a couple of the promises it made where it was going to spend that revenue. Instead of cutting the company tax rate to 28%, it will now only go ahead with the first tranche of the company tax cut. So that will only go down to 29%. Small business will be able to get that cut earlier, but they won't be moved down to the 28% that the government had promised. And also the government had proposed originally that companies get a rebate for their exploration, for resource exploration. That will now no longer go ahead.
Is there a perception here, Lyndall, that the miners have won the day through the depth of their pockets and the advertising campaign?
Well, I certainly think at first glance this new proposal does seem to address the major concerns that the mining companies had. Now, remember when Ken Henry was doing his review, the mining companies, the Minerals Council, put in a submission to the review arguing for some form of resource rent tax. That's what they've ended up with. But it's been a bitter campaign over what Kevin Rudd and his treasurer, Wayne Swan, who remains treasurer and is now Deputy Prime Minister, had proposed. The mining companies had a number of concerns, including what they called the retrospectivity, where the extraction, where the taxing point was, the uplift rate we talked about, and the headline rate. And they have won concessions from the government on all of these things.
Is there something here that Kevin Rudd would not have been able to achieve if he'd been Prime Minister?
Well, I think there's no doubt that Kevin Rudd and his treasurer, Wayne Swan, were working on some form of compromise. Andrew Forrest, the head of Fortescue Metals, was talking about that earlier this week. But you'd have to say that the debate needed a circuit breaker, and you'd have to say it was a hell of a circuit breaker that Kevin Rudd was rolled as Prime Minister and Julia Gillard came in. That meant she was able to move on things that Kevin Rudd had previously been unmovable on, particularly the headline rate and the what's called the uplift factor. That meant that she could change those things as a new Prime Minister coming in. She could use that new authority she was given to change those things, and she's done so.
Lyndall Curtis, our Chief Political Correspondent in Canberra.